be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Say, we're not going to waste the glory. We're going to learn how to increase the dose of the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? When the Spirit falls on your brother or your sister, you get up and start to do something. Somebody said, what, in the flesh? Yes, in the flesh. Why? Because God says he'll pour out his Spirit on what? All flesh. Somebody say, thank God. People don't want to have that kind of church. See, people sit there for years and it's nothing going, it's never going to happen to me. I'll never get joy. I'll never get excited. I'll never dance like Jerry. I just can't do that. It's just not my style. Well, listen, you throw your flesh out there and the Holy Ghost will get a hold of it. Somebody say, thank God. You take the first step and he'll take the second step. Now, listen. The fire of the Holy Ghost is always burning. And all you got to do to keep that fire burning is what? Throw a sacrifice, put a sacrifice on the altar. Put some flesh on the altar. Well, that's what the anointing of the Holy Ghost, when you get these strong ways of the Spirit in here, that's what you can do in the ways of the Holy Ghost. When the fire of the Holy Ghost is burning, you can throw yourself. Somebody say, sacrifice yourself. Into the flow of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Isn't that good? How do you do that? By praising God in the firmament of his power. How many are going to try something with me? People think we're crazy already. So don't worry about what people think. They think we're crazy already. They think we're nuts already. Amen? But they wish they had what you had. So when the firmament of his power is manifest, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? When the firmament of the power is in the midst, you start to praise God. When is it fit to have a fit? Now, we got to have some rules and regulations in here. God's a God of order, and this is the order of the Holy Ghost. Say this. When is it fit and proper to have a fit? Somebody say, we're learning Holy Ghost etiquette tonight. In the firmament of his power, it's fit to have a fit. When he does a mighty act in the midst of his people, it's fit to have a fit. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. How crazy should your fit be? How wild should your fit be? Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Now that word praise could be at Shabbat. It could have been the joy that David was talking about, where David just had. He ripped off his clothes. He got something he could move in. Amen. He put on something he could move in. And he got out there before the Ark of the Covenant and had a Holy Ghost hold down all by himself. You got some stuff that will only come out by a Holy Ghost fit. You can freak the devil off your back. Amen. You can make the devil think you're so crazy he go running. You know, I'm not messing with that one anymore. When they get like that, you can't do anything with them. When a person gets so toe up in the Holy Ghost, you can't do anything with them. Praise him with the sound of trumpet. Praise him with the harp. Psaltery in the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Three things we want you to write down and do. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the ferment of his power. Now you know what to do when the power is manifest. Now you know what's proper. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. The three that I'm really concerned about and what I'm really hearing the Spirit of the Holy Ghost on. Do you know when we do these meetings, there should be really no agenda. You just go with the flow of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the flow of the Holy Ghost is saying this. During this series of 30 days, how many want to go from glory to glory to glory? I believe when you do 30 days, the church should come out differently than what it came, than what it went into this thing. Amen. And you should come out differently. And so God sets it up with the word. Amen. And the Holy Ghost said in the year 2000, he's going to give you revelation. Supernatural Holy Ghost revelation. And right now, there's something being revealed to you on Holy Ghost etiquette. When is it proper to have a fit? And the Holy Ghost says to you, when the power is manifest. How many of you know when the power is manifest? Anybody give me an instance when the power is manifest here at Nations Church? How many, has anyone ever sensed the power of the Holy Ghost in this place before? Give me an instance. When can you sense the power of the Holy Ghost being manifest? When can you sense that? When the anointing. Well, when the power of the Holy Ghost, when she gets up, for no reason, and there's no music, and sister starts dancing, you might not be able to sense the same thing she's sensing in your flesh. But that's the power of God manifest. About a week or so ago, when this brother got touched by the Holy Ghost, and he just didn't plop on the floor, but he took off like somebody stuck a firecracker up his rear end. Amen. That's the power of God manifest. You know what? God does not have to demonstrate his power. He does not have to do it. And if you take lightly the demonstration of the Holy Ghost, you just won't see it for a long time. There are many churches, there are cities that you can go into that have grieved the Holy Ghost that he refuses to move there. I don't care how anointed you are, you can sing the hottest song you can possibly imagine, and the Holy Ghost will not move because they grieve the Spirit of God by taking his demonstrations lightly. He does not have to move. You can survive just by the word itself. Did you know that? He does not have to get you drunk, but it helps. When he does. Imagine having to do what you've got to do in your life and walk the way Jesus wants you to walk without the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. Imagine you having to do what you did last year and live through what you had to live through. Amen. And endure what you had to endure last year without the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. How many of you had a fit that helped? How many of you were glad you had a Holy Ghost escape? But you don't want to grieve the Holy Ghost. Now, many people think, well, grieving the Holy Ghost, this is how they grieve the Holy Ghost. Well, pastor shut the meeting down too soon. He was trying to move. Or he started preaching and the Holy Ghost lifted. He grieved the Holy Ghost. Listen, you grieve the Holy Ghost by lightly esteeming and dissing his moves. Somebody say this. God will go to a place where people will flow with him. You got people said, man, we're just trying to get the river to flow here. God said, you don't want it to flow here. That's fine with me off. There is a place, someplace. I'll find somebody. Come on now. I'll find me somebody. Saul won't do it. I'll find me a David. Amen. I'll raise up somebody that's not ashamed and not afraid to glorify God. If he can't find a church in the woodlands, he'll build one. Everybody wants to play games. The Holy Ghost says, no, I'm going to build me a church where my spirit can move. And if they don't want to move, I'll build me another one. In Baltimore, Maryland right now, they're in revival. Did you know that? Baltimore, Maryland's been in revival for 8 years. You didn't hear about that. You just hear about Brownsville. But you know there's a revival larger than Brownsville in Baltimore, Maryland, in the Civic Center. A baseball player got touched and full of the Holy Ghost. And so, Cal Ripken. Anybody ever heard of Cal Ripken? In the Holy Ghost. Been flowing for 7 or 8 years in the Holy Ghost. In revival. I ain't doing this without the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, Lord, if your spirit don't go with me, I ain't going. Two things. When he upgrades his anointing, he upgrades our understanding of the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Do you understand that? The higher you go, the more scriptural and biblical understanding he gives you. The more instruction he gives you on how to handle and how to deal with him. When the Queen of England comes into the city and she's supposed to greet people and meet people, they send people to brief them on how to treat the Queen. And it's the same way with the Holy Ghost. It's the same way with the Holy Ghost. See, the power of the Holy Ghost is in this room right now. The power of the Holy Ghost he's in this room. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's right here right now. Bless his name. I'm trying to calm myself. Get your heart ready. Oh, there's a different level, God. I don't know if I can flow like that. Bring a deal at the bush, take it about the delica, Baba Rush, take it, he has a couple of hoba, Banga des, take a tole, bring a deal at Oba, Baba Shada. I, the Holy Ghost, am in your midst tonight. Here to demonstrate my power. It's Christ Jesus in the midst. And I'm delivering unto you a word. And I'm delivering unto you a foundation. That I will cause the dove of my spirit to rest upon. If you'd hear this word, I will flow in you in a greater measure. I will demonstrate myself before you and through you. Hear ye the word of life and respond. And you'll see my glory. I'll shake the buildings. For the scripture is nigh at hand that the heavens and the earth shall shake. And I seek to grab a hold of you and shake you up, shake you unto life. I'm ready to move on you. For I've called this meeting into existence. I've called this season into existence. For this is the day of the favor of the Lord. And I'm going to burn you to purify your vessel. That you may be able to contain what I want to do in the world. For you are nigh. And you have come into my presence. Before my throne. For you've heard my voice. When I said to you in scripture, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Tonight, I want to let you know that I'm taking a step closer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Glory to God. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him for his mighty acts. When his power is in the room, yield. When the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost is in the room, yield to it. Brother Hagin taught a message that said, not to be afraid of the things of God and how to flow with the things of God. Listen, during this series of meetings, when you discern the power of the Holy Ghost in manifestation, don't allow your flesh to stop you from flowing with it. Catch the waves. whenever he does a mighty act. And I believe God's going to do some mighty acts during this series of meetings. Whenever he does a mighty act, all he wants from you, that mighty act is meant to make your body do what it was created to do. You were created to give praise to God. Your fingernails, your toenails, the hairs on your head. When you get goosebumps, your goosebumps say, "Thank you, Jesus." God hears. When you feel the power of the Holy Ghost and you allow those goosebumps to rise, God hears the praise of your hairs. Amen. God's going to increase your sensitivity to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Some sensors have gone cold. Some sensors have gone cold. And God wants to increase your sensitivity to the things of the Holy Ghost. Catherine Coleman, see, the Holy Ghost would be in the room, but why could she at times be the only one to experience that, the movements of the Spirit? And she'd catch it 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes before the whole room would catch it. She could smell him out no matter where he was. What does that mean? If you receive this grace right now and you learn how to flow with this, see, he's giving you instruction how to flow with this anointing that he's going to give to you. Isn't that wonderful? How many had a love relationship that went cold and you had to do certain acts? And this is what the Holy Ghost is telling me to share right now. I'm sorry, I've got to share it. Is that all right? Certain intimate relationships, like a husband and wife have intimate relationships and they were to do certain things, but they were hindered in their relationship, either sexually or whatever it was, they were hindered because one of them had lost their emotions in it. Well, the Holy Ghost saying that in the move of the Spirit of God, certain people have allowed their spirit to become desensitized and emotionless to the ways of God. And God wants to restore that. He wants to rekindle the fire in your relationship with him. Isn't that wonderful? That means that when he walks by, you're going to be able to feel him. Because God's come into this room several times and sat by people. He's come into the room and sat by people. She couldn't discern his touch. Couldn't discern his power. But God's going to restore the inside of you during offerings. All of a sudden, for no reason at all, you're going to find yourself crying because you sense the power of the Holy Ghost. How many are glad about that? And he's going to move on you in different ways. Sometimes it'll be like fire. Sometimes it'll be like fire. Feel like you're on fire. The fire will literally be so hot that you won't be able to move. You won't be able to run the fire off. Amen? He's going to turn up the dose on you. Sometimes there's going to be a weight of the glory of the Holy Ghost on you. It's going to feel like somebody's trying to push you through the floor. The weight of the glory of the Holy Ghost. How many of you have had that? Amen. But God is going to allow you to experience his presence. He's going to allow some of you, he's done it before, and he will do it again. There are certain people, just to let you know he's there, he's going to grab a hold of your hand and lift that hand up. He's going to grab a hold of hands. Thank you, Father, for restoring that. That was a manifestation that was happening in some of the meetings that we were, all-night prayer meetings, and they didn't know that was going on in the different cities that we were at. And all of a sudden, different young people, for no reason at all, they would start screaming because something would grab a hold of their hands and hold their hand up in the air. And they didn't know what had a hold of their hand. But God said he's going to do that again. I hear the Holy Ghost again very clear. I'm drawing nigh to you. I'm drawing nigh to you. How close do you want to come? How close do you want to come? Now remember, he's God and you're human. And because you are human, there are certain things that you've got to do in his presence. When his power is manifest, praise him. I don't care what's going on. You don't have to interrupt a service when you do that. Amen? Not unless a fit comes. There are fits that come on you to where you cannot control it. You can control it, but you got to yield to that point, and that is the Holy Ghost. And sometimes it'll make you do things. And what you do is that you let them have that fit. Amen. And everybody else goes right along. Don't turn around and look. You don't have to turn around and look. You get your own. Amen. That's their way. You catch the next one. The Holy Ghost will move in that way. But when the Holy Ghost does start to manifest on you, you need to respond either with worship, with uplifted hands. But don't quench the Spirit of God. You need to flow with it. Whenever these things happen, God will give the increase. when His power is manifest, and when His power is manifest, that means that tangible anointing is there. The other times is when He does a mighty act. Make your flesh submit to the Word of God. Amen. And you do it according to His excellent greatness. And whenever somebody gets saved, whenever somebody gets saved or a backslider comes back, you need to go crazy. And if you start to flow in that anointing, God will give you revival. God says if you will do these things and flow in these things, God will increase you in every way 1,000 times. If you will do these things, walk in these things, and abide in these things, I do believe we were in the Word, God will increase you 1,000 times. Somebody say revival. God says that revival is in your midst. And all you got to do is hear the Word and obey the Word, and you'll see the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Will anybody give themselves to God? He wants to use you. He wants to use you. Don't turn around when you decide to do it. Will you give yourself to God? God wants a vessel right now in the name of Jesus. He wants you to consecrate yourself for 30 days. He will blow your mind. Do you hear what I'm saying? He will blow your mind. He will manifest Himself. See, it's just not the night meetings where the Lord's going to be working. See, He's going to jump all over you. Amen? He's going to be getting you up in the night season. He's going to get you up at night. He's going to wake you up in the morning. He's going to be talking to you. You're going to hear certain things. He'll work miracles. He will work miracles if someone will follow Him. The Spirit of the Mighty God, the Spirit of the Almighty has anointed you to preach good news, and the good news is going to go forth. Do not get in the way of the Holy Ghost. Do not exalt yourself in pride. Don't go crazy. Don't go nuts. You realize that it's not you, but it's the Holy Ghost within you that will do those things. So you got to plant yourself firm and not get caught up, because God's going to do some things for you that you haven't seen Him do in a lot of people. You're going to find yourself with more fruit than half the evangelists that you know. Amen? In 1 week. Then just because you see that kind of fruit, amen, just because you see that kind of fruit doesn't mean that you need to go around the world in a month. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God will do that if you yield yourself to Him. He will do that. And whenever you follow the instructions of the Holy Ghost, when you're in service, let the Holy Ghost move over you and fill you and instruct you. And when you're in public places or when you're out there, the divine flow is going to come over you. And whenever you sense the divine flow of the Holy Ghost, open your mouth and go forth, and there'll be fruit. Separate your conversation. Separate yourself. Separate yourself. And yield to the Holy Ghost. Don't turn it off. When the Holy Ghost is moving, don't turn it off. God's wanting to touch the world through you. Now, if you'll flow in it, God will give revival. How many of you are excited about revival? Now, see, many people experience revival, and it was just a manifestation of the Holy Ghost that they were excited about. Well, that's good. Well, this is a different flow of the revival. See, this is the revival through you. Amen. Read your Bibles and pray in the Holy Ghost. Cry out to God. Go forth in Jesus.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.